But if it doesn't have seen the proof, the other person, that may be man or female, I don't want to say the given thing, the other partner will say, when temptation come by, I need to watch out because this guy or this woman is not strong enough. But people will not say this. But the attitude will be that, and they will put a pressure and a blaming game. And people love to play games, especially in marriage. Blaming, no trusting. And those are not healthy games in your relationship. Those are hurtful, destructive games. So when this ever happens, God is the God of forgiveness. You can start again, but you need to ask forgiveness to each other. And when you ask forgiveness to each other, God can restore, and God can make that everything will work again. But the better thing is and how we say in Dutch, we say beter voorkomen dan genezen. How you say that in English?
Yeah.
Better safe than sorry. People, God wants to protect us. God's commandments are to protect us. And many times, and this is the last principle, you think that you're really going to get married with each other, you have sexual intercourse, and then later on, it's not the right person. Look to images that we have shown before. So God is really wise in his big wisdom to say, only have sex when everything is right. And then I will give you the last argument. The last argument that the act, the ritual of marriage, what you have to do before government and in the church is to give protection. In government, it gives you protection with the legal goods. It gives you protection with the right of the children, protection with what is yours, what is him, what is responsibility before the law. So God says you need to get married also by the government. In spiritual is the protection that God will say to his angels and to the demons and to every spiritual world, those two people belong together and they have my blessing. So how do you want to be together without the covering and the blessing of God and without the covering blessing of society? That's really foolish. You need only to do sexual intercourse when you are married with the whole protection of God, with the whole protection by law, then it will be a blessing. Without it, it's not a blessing. So, ask God to help. Amen? You got one question about sexuality? I will say the last thing I want to say to you, and that's an important thing, really fast. People, never ever try to fall into the trap of pornographics. Pornographics is everywhere where you want to find it, where the internet is more easier than you can imagine. And why is pornographic a curse? Pornographic will put ideas and thoughts that are not yours, not God, not of your partner, to try to put in your sex life. And I will give one Bible verse so you understand why it's not a blessing. 2 Thessalonians, let me see if I can find it directly. I think it's 2 Thessalonians, or it is 1. Maybe it's 1. I need to find a verse really fast. Yeah, it's 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And then it's verse 4 and 5. Each of you men should know how to live with his wife in holy and honorable way, not with a lustful desire like the heathens who do not know God. In this matter, that no man should do wrong. God is saying, you must love your wife as God wants you to love your wife. If you're going to watch pornographics, we'll put a lot of ideas that are not ideas of God, not ideas of your wife, not your own ideas, but those ideas will come, and you will have a lustful desire like the heathens have. We don't want to have a lustful desire like the heathens have. It's a curse for your life. It's a curse for your marriage. You don't want to have that. So the better, the sooner, if you're doing, stay away. If you feel the temptation, don't do it. And you have never done it, stay in that path. Never do it. All right? Because it will be a blessing for your life not to have those thoughts and the images to go into your marriage and to go to your bed. You don't want to have that. That only brings curse. God is a good God. Amen? Anyone has one question about this? Or no questions?
Yeah, just so everyone knows, there's fresh coffee and clean water in the back. Another question, Vince brought it on.
All right, now I'm going to communication. The communication didn't bring my picture. I want to be really fast with communication. I will try to be fast. You're still enjoying? You still can put more things in your brains? There's still space there? You're really smart. Because my brains is overheating. Whew! All right. I will go really fast. Why, even in good relationships, there are struggles and there are fights? And that can be in marriage, that can be in the ministerial team, that can be on your work. But good relationships, why come there fight even good relationships? I will tell you very easily. If I love someone, if I love my wife, let's say I will love, this is my wife, all right? I love her. She's perfect. But she does something that I don't like. She does something that I don't like. She wants to become more prettier and she buys this crazy hair. All right? There's now this crazy hair there. Bang! Because I love her, I will say, oh, it's pretty. It's nice. But in my mind, I say, but I will not say that to her. I will say it's nice. And then she makes this delicious Dutch food that I don't like. I say, hey man, we're in Brazil. Why are we not eating Brazilian food? Why do you still want to make Dutch food? Right? That's not true. All right? But then things will build up. And every time my response will be, I love it. I like it. It's nice. It's cool. Because I love her. But what will happen is like a big bucket. But we in Dutch got this proverb. Till one drops come and make it overflow. Till she does one thing that I don't like. Now she wants to buy a handbag that I don't like. And now I drop overflow. And then I start to say, why do you want to buy this handbag in this head? And why do you always do all the things that in the bucket in one moment explodes. Because I cannot hold what is inside of me. And then she looks at me. You know what is the truth. All the time she was saying to me that she likes all the things that I do. But it was not true. Not all the things that I did she liked. And she had that bucket herself too. So that bucket became full. And now the bucket became full because I exploded. She explodes. And she said into my face, but you always bang, 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 bang. And I said, yo, you think like that? I think like this to you. Bang, 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 bang. And there's this war zone going on. Bullets fly everywhere. It's like the Matrix. It's slow motion. All right? This is what happens. Now, people, did we listen to each other? I don't think that I heard one word she said. The only thing what I heard was, da 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 da. And I think, all right, da 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 da. If it both became shell shock. You know shell shock? If the explosion comes, you're totally confused. I said, what happened? What happened? I said, I'm sorry, honey. I was a bad guy. He said, I'm very blue. And he cried. And he said, I forgive. I love you. And everything what you do is so nice. It's so sweet. And she said, you are so nice and sweet too. And then, again, she does something that I don't like. But this time, I'm getting smart. I will say to her, yeah, it's nice. But in fact, I say, now I got a bullet. The next time she attacks me and say that I've done something wrong, I got a bullet. So I will collect bullets for every time she does something that I will say, I like it, but in fact I didn't like the attitude. I say, now I got a hand grenade, because this is really stupid. So now I'm collecting bullets and magazines, bullets and missiles and everything. So, and she is doing the same. And it's not only marriage, it's also partnerships with business, in church, with leadership, in this team. We are collective. You do something the Pastor Ken didn't like. I said, "Not Pastor Ken." Jeff said, "I didn't like. I got a grenade for you the next time." Yeah, we work like that, people. Maybe not subconscious, we're collecting. Now the next time when they explode, now I'm becoming more professional because now when I have to make the Matrix, I know I can fly and jump too with it. And there's a whole warfare going on again. And then we say, oh, I'm sorry again. But you know what's happening? The first time,
The bucket with water was really big to overflow. The next time, it's getting smaller. It's getting smaller, and it's getting smaller. And now it's going to get polluted. The only solution to this, my brother, is that we need to be honest in our communication. Even if you love the other person, you need to say, I didn't like the hat. Do you really need to buy the hat? Can we talk? Or I express my feeling in that moment. And we need to remember three things. Some things we need to make compromise. Even if I don't like what she's doing, I need to make a compromise, what we talked about. There's some things that I just need to accept that she's different than me. I need to say, I don't like it, but I accept who you are. Like, you don't like it, but I accept who you are. And we talk. Some things people really can do wrong, you need to forget, but you need to talk. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If we don't talk, if we don't have an open communication, only saying it is nice, but in effect, you don't think it's good, it will be a problem later on. Amen? Now, men and women are very different in their communication. Because I don't want to go really deep in this, because we need to go fast. But you understand this, what I talk. Men and women are different in their communication. Maybe you have seen this before, maybe you have not seen this before. This is the brain of a man. Right? It's a man, it's a happy guy. What is his brain? How do you think how his brain is? His brain is huge. I will show you how his brain is. His brain is made of compartments. All kinds of compartments. Smaller, bigger ones, the different kinds of compartments. In one compartment, it's all about money. Other compartment is all about soccer club Ajax. Yay! MPP. Arsenal. So one is money, other is Ajax. Other is, let's say, his job. Other is his friends. Family, the biggest one. A church, go on, all kinds of compartments. It's also an empty box there. We'll talk about the empty box later. But there are all kinds of boxes. Why is a man's brain a box? Because a man, when he thinks about something, he only thinks about the subject. When he thinks about soccer, he only thinks about soccer. He doesn't want to know about economics. If he really is in his game, and he can be the biggest Obama fan, but he will hurt that Mitt Romney won. He's in his game. He doesn't know. He will say, oh, Mitt Romney won? Okay. Well, look at the game. Later on, he will think, oh, the world is going to change. But at this moment, he's in his game. All right? He's in the box of Ajax. So the man is in his box. And in his box, he only can think about the box. Nothing else will come inside the box. That's why many times females think so hard to talk with a man. Because the man is there, and he's behind his computer, on his private website, whatever, he's there on the computer working, and the woman comes and says, I got something important to tell you, you know what happened, and the man says, he's not he's not listening to anything, he's just in his program, right, because a man thinks in a box, that is where he is, and there's this box of nothing, that man, when he go fishing, some men are fishing, other people are something else, he's there fishing, and the boss says, what are you thinking? Nothing. How can you think about nothing? You think so much. I think about nothing. Just here, think about nothing. Men can think about nothing. They can just shut everything off and say, now it's the freeze. Right? It's the freeze. Like yours, freeze. Think about nothing. So men, and those freeze moments are important for men. Very important. The brains need to have this free zone. So men is everything is in box. And they can, if they jump from one box to another box, they jump and they forgot the other box in a totally new box. How's the brain of the women? Do you want to know how's the bit? You want to know how women work? How the women? This doesn't work. Do you got something else for me too? Because it's not doing it. You got the paper? I will say, the brain of a woman. That's a big mystery. If you will open this. Oh, yeah?
Why did men wait in this story?
Princess Selma. Why the brain of a man freezes so much? Let's say one of the most classical moments for a man's brain to go to the freeze, and it's not only freeze, but that's a classical moment with man. A man lives in a dog-eat-dog world, in a competition of works. And he wants to be the top dog, but he cannot be the top dog. And so there's a lot of stress upon a man. And when he comes at home, he was normally going to the freeze. He normally said, I just came from this whole busy stuff and I want to forget it. It's normally one of the moments that men really want to go is the freeze, in the moment that they come home. And a lot of the time, the women wants to. And women brain is different. I believe what happened during the day, she wants to talk about it. And there you've got the classical conflict. The man comes home and he said, I want to go into the freeze. All right? I want to go into, let's say, spaceship mode, into the hypercarbonate mode. And the woman says, I want to go at home and I want to review and talk and speak about all the feelings that happened today. And I know that stuff happened with you, so I want to know your stuff. And a man says, this hell on earth. Because he at this moment wants to go into the freeze. He doesn't want to talk and think about it. So there's the classical conflict zone. The classical conflict is when the both are working, both come home, and a man wants to go into the freeze, and a woman wants to talk about all the emotions that happened that day. So it's a conflict. And normally what a man does, a man wants to watch a movie on TV. Normally they like action movies, you know why? Because they're really dumb stories, really easy. There's this awful guy, and there's this really good guy. The awful guy's nasty to the good guy, but the good guy in the end will say, my gun is bigger than yours, take it. And then the guy will say, that's really good, because all the other dogs at my work, those are the bad dogs. I'm the good dog. At the end of the day, I'm still the boss. Okay. Very good for the ego, for the man. That's why they like action movies. All right? And set them everything in order. And give them the free zone. But women think that's really dumb. All right? Because they work different. Because let's see the working brain. But men need to go into the free. He need this moment just to let all the... Because during the day, when we say, you don't have a lot of dust, but still we have dust, because we have more sand, we say, to let all the dust come down. So that's why he needs to freeze. Because his brain works different. How does the brain of the woman work? Don't get angry with me, girls. Alright? This is not my idea. I'm telling the idea of somebody else, alright? I can give his email and his phone number. You complain with him. All right, I'm not making pretty girl. Sorry, I don't know how I'll make a pretty girl, all right? I don't know. All right, now, how does the brain of the woman work? I will show it to you. No, it's not flowers. It's all wires. All wires. Wires. Are you saying this? All wires. You know why? Because with women, everything is connected. Nothing is separated. Everything is connected with something else. When I say when a guy is watching Ajax, it's only soccer. But a woman will say, no, it's not only soccer. It's commercial. There's commercials there. It's about salary. It's about jobs. It's not only about jobs and salaries. It's about also male ego. It's about a lot of stuff. It's not only soccer. It's many things. See, we'll see a lot of things combined. Men is only saying, it's only a game. You don't say, it's not much more than a game. But then it's connected with everything else. Because when a guy's watching soccer and he has put something in the microwave to heat up, to eat with him watching the game, he forgot about it in the microwave. He left that alone. After when the soccer game ended, he said, oh yeah, I could eat my favorite popcorn in the microwave to heat up. I could eat my popcorn with the game. But he was in the game. So he forgot about it. But a woman will never forget about it. It's in the microwave. Everything is connected. So I will show you the perfect example how this can lead to problem. In the morning, the man and husband, the husband and wife, they're going to visit the mother who's sick in hospital. They come there and they visit. Then they take the car and they're going to go to the bank to pay some bills. Have done that. Then they go to the car and they come to home and they watch a movie and dramatic life story. And then it's time to go to sleep. And the husband says, now it's time to kiss, to embrace, and to have a romantic night. And the woman said, are you crazy? Are you crazy? Why not? We are now in the romantic box. We are now in bed. We are the box of romance. And the woman said, what are you? You don't know what happened today? Today we went to our sick mother. She's in pain. She's in hurt. She can die. She's suffering. Life is short. I can get sick. And do you want me to think about romantic? And after that, we went to pay the bills. And we didn't pay all the bills. Because we didn't have money to pay this bill. So how are we going to find a solution to pay for that? And the other thing, this life story made me sad. Yeah? How do you come up in your mind to be romantic? You need to get a check at the doctor, my friend. And the husband is like this. What did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? Look, when we were with my mother, I gave full attention to my mother. I prayed for her. I hugged for her. And I said, mother, everything's good. But I was totally emotional. But at the moment, when we went away, all right, box mother gone. Now we have box pay bills. I'm paying bills. All right, I didn't pay that one bill, but tomorrow is another work day. Solution comes tomorrow. Box money there. Movie. Nice inspirational movie. End it there. Now it's romantic box. Why can't you not switch over the box and keep everything in the right compartment? Eh? Why not? Because our brains work differently. And then we get a lot of fights. But now you need to understand who each other's brain works. It's also another thing, because everything is connected. And the men, everything is in boxes. Men think more rational than women. Because they got the boxes. They can keep things separated. And they also, they go from one box to other box. The only way to connect those boxes is by one line. If they can make the connection. And there's the connection with only one line. And that line is the general view. Men like to generalize everything. And women like to see details because they see union connections. If you go to the church and you ask to a man, how was the church service first? The man will say, it was really good. It was good. What was the preaching about? Oh yeah, there was this guy from Brazil. Talked about marriage. Really good. Good. Yeah, what more? Yeah, he talked about some stuff, about marriage, really good. As the woman, and she will say, how was the meeting? She will say, oh yeah, it was this and this and this, I got on my nose, and she will say everything, and then say, you know what was even more? Today, this girl wears this shoe, and that guy got that shirt, and that one was with this perfume, and they even know those things too. How they do it, only women can explain that, because a man cannot. So they know everything what happened, and they can tell even much more than you are asking them to tell. They will give you the extra information, the inside information. Amen? That's the woman. And that's the man. Because a man has rational, general view. Women has emotional details. Now, we need to know each other and to understand each other. Because if we know this kind of communication, how we are different, we will have a better relationship with each other. Amen? God created us different. God created us different with a purpose. And that's the purpose that that we need each other. A man without his women is lost. I'm lost without my wife. Because she knows about the details. She knows also the emotional side. So every time when I come, I want to check with her up. It's smart to say this. It's smart to do this. What must I do? What do you think? Because she will give a view that I don't have. His evil fills me up, but I don't can do. But the same sin needs me, because sin says sometimes I don't can take a decision. Just like a woman, they go to the shopping, they want to see so much, what I'm going to buy. And then he said, you need the shoe, didn't you? Buy the shoe, alright? Buy the shoe. We went here to buy the shoe. We didn't went here to buy the skirt, we didn't went here to buy the other stuff. And I want to get home, because it's taking too much time. Okay? So buy the shoe. Do you understand? A man needs a woman. Amen? He needs each other to be complete. That's why God made us different. One is not better than the other. We only need to understand and to fill each other up and to respect each other, and then we will come very far. Amen? And most important, forgive each other, people. Forgive. The five most important thing is forgive. Christians are all about forgiveness, ain't that right? So learn to forgive the spouses, to forgive each other, listen to each other, and everything will be good. Amen? I talk about everything that I was supposed to speak. Is that good? You got a question? No one has any questions anymore? Everything is okay? Well, let's stand up, let's then pray. Amen? Let's close our eyes. God, we are here before your throne. And God, I want to ask you that you really help us that all those things that we have heard today about relationships that may become seed that will get roots in our lives and that it really will grow and that we may put it in practice in our relationships in our lives, God. God, I want to pray especially for all those people that are single. God, they are looking for the right person in their lives. That you, God, will help them to have a strong relationship with you, oh God. And then that you will explain to us what is their calling to their lives. And that you will give their confirmation who they are. That they don't need to find a confirmation with other people or find confirmation relationships, but that they may know who they are to you, Jesus. And God, that you will show the right person at the right moment for them, God. That they all may know that you are God, a faithful God, and that you will get the right Christian person for their lives, God. Help them. Make them stronger, God. God, I'm also praying, God, that in this world that's totally sexually out of control, that Satan wants to seduce us everywhere with sexual activities, that you will give us the power of the Holy Spirit to resist that, oh God. To resist all those kind of activities. That we can resist all the pornographic attack on the internet. God, that we can resist that. That at the same time, we can resist all the people who want to have a relationship maybe with us and come and try to seduce us, God. Help us that we will fulfill your commandment. That sex is only inside the marriage, God. Give us the power, give us the strength, be a fortress, be a shield. Come with your Holy Spirit, God. Protect us. Guard us, God. That we will be faithful. Also those who are already married, that they will keep the good fight of faith and to be faithful to their spouses, God. Help us in this. And God, and when we find the right person and we get married, that really we may confirm each other in spirit, in body, and in soul. That we really may announce to our spouse, announce to our partner, that the person is perfect in all aspects. And that we love the other in all aspects. That we may confirm each other. God, I'm also praying that you may give us the patience and to learn how we can communicate better with each other, God. You make us different. Every one of us is different. That we really will have respect to each other. That we will listen to each other. That we will see the differences in each other. And not seeing that as an annoyance or as a weak point, but see it as a strong point to complete us. Also as the body of the Christ, that we all different cultures, that we got different kind of views, different kind of attitudes. Not seeing that as wrong or as competition, as a problem, but we can see that we can fill each other up, that we can make each other complete. Just like also in the marriage, that I know that my spouse is different than me, but that's not her weakness, but that's her strong point, to fill me in my empty spaces. And I will fill her up in her empty spaces. And together we will be complete. Learn me how to better understand how we communicate to each other. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask this for the glory of God. Amen. Amen. God is good.
Amen.
Amen. All right. I love you.
Pretty good, huh?